Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
How y'all doing? We're going to have a great podcast today. I have somebody that I have personally worked with. She helped me come up with some great taglines. We bounced some things around. I'm excited to have her on the podcast. She also has a new book coming out. Actually, this month, July, I have Kate DeLeo with me here. How you doing, Kate?
Sean, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
All right. So how do we get on this branding expertise journey that you have? You know, you're really good at this. I love coming up with my own taglines. And yet you and I, we bounced something around here about a month ago. And I think that everything that I had, you made it better. So with that, yeah, there's just no doubt. I love collaborating with smart people anyway. That can, you know, I always say everything sounds good in my own head until I expose it to criticism or oxygen.
Totally, that outside voice. You're going, wait, I should double check that. Hang on a second. I do the same thing, Sean. So that's fine.
All right. So how did you get to where you are now, able to write a book about this as well as, you know, helping a person like me as well?
Well, you know, honestly, I always share this story. I'm what I call an accidental brand strategist. And what I mean by that, Sean, is my career began right when the market crashed. So if we rewind back to the glory days of what, around 2008, you know, I was actually at a point where I was planning to pursue a PhD in linguistic and cultural anthropology, which is all about the study of how does language shape culture and our experiences. And the market crashed, and I had to make a decision to leave academia and go get a job. So Sean, my whole career in branding actually started because I had to go leave my father's house and pay off my student debt, and I had to take a sales job to do it. And so it was actually in my first sales job where I was cold calling IT professionals to sell them $2,500 training classes that I learned the power of how to deliver a simple yet provocative brand pitch that got somebody to want to stay on the phone and return my email. And so for me, Sean, that was the aha moment. That was the beginning of going into this thing called brand, which I believe is your path of least resistance to revenue.
Oh, there's no doubt. So let's just talk to my audience. They just started a company. Let's give them some great branding. Let's create a brand with them. You know, we got a guy who started ABC Widgets.
ABC Widgets, you're coming and you're going, what the heck do I do? How do I build a brand that's going to win more work? Okay, well, if I can give you kind of the order of operations, because I think most of us as entrepreneurs and founders love, give me my step-by-step, give me my playbook.
You think exactly why, and that's why I'm going to have you at the Weekend MBA next year. I've already said that. She's so good at making this like a class.
So let's talk about the playbook, my friend. Here we go. So step one, if you want to build a brand, and again, let's talk about this. Brand is not fluff. Hold on a second. I'm not talking about your colors and your logo here. I'm talking about the systematic messaging, the promise that you're putting out into the world that ultimately gets more of the right prospect to the right table at the right time. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about brand. So with that context in mind, Sean, there's a couple big steps you have to take to build that message. And I think the first thing that you have to do is make sure that you own your core brand personality or tone of voice. Many of us as founders focus so much on the competition that we almost lose sight of who we are and how we naturally show up in the world. And great brands recognize the fact that like attracts like. And when we own who we are, we're going to attract more of the right kind of people that automatically will do well to work with us. So number one, you have to own your brand personality. Number two, you better know who you're going after. You better nail down your target audiences. So that's step two. And so you might go, Kate, that sounds very preliminary. Well, it is, but it's very important. Because Sean, I think we know this, if we don't have a clear understanding of who we're targeting and why, not just from a demographic standpoint, but psychographics, where do these people eat, sleep, shop, spend their money and their time? If we don't know that, we ultimately can't get to the big piece of information, which is understanding what is the heart pain we solve for those folks. So we have to know ourselves, we have to know our audiences, and then finally, you can write a brand that systematically speaks to three big things. One, what you do. Two, how you solve somebody's deepest level heart pain. And three, how you're different from the competition.
I'm writing all these things down. There you go.
Was that fast and furious enough? There you go.
Different from the competition. No, it's true, because I'm a fanatic about the target customer and I use it. You know, I'm a simple guy. It's like going fishing.
Okay. It is.
Every fish has a certain bait that it prefers. And so if you're putting on bait that you think works, and then you got a little older gentleman down there and he just keeps pulling all these fish up in the boat. And he says, you know, I've been doing this for 25 years and the fish here, you know, they like this because I've had that happen before. And, you know, it's not what you think they want. It's what your target customer wants. And if you don't know that, one, you can waste a lot of money because you're doing a very general message. Sometimes it's too broad.
I couldn't agree more. And it's also why in my book, for example, I talk about this concept of megaphone marketing. I think we're in this era right now of megaphone marketing. And if you've ever been on the other side of that, you're inundated with so many pitches and noise and sales, all of this stuff, and all in the name of storytelling, right? Everybody talks about storytelling. Well, the problem with storytelling is that it's a one-way monologue. We make our brands all about us, versus really hitting in on the pain points of what our customers deeply need. Not saying here's our products and services, but tailoring our message to say, here's the heart pain I solve for you, Bob. Oh, by the way, how I happen to do that are through my amazing products and services. And by flipping that narrative and making it less about us, but about the pain we solve, we give our audiences an opportunity to have an actual conversation with us, and a conversation that's going to convert.
No, and I love it. We're talking, you know, you're talking about the pitching. Let's help them pitch, like, you know, the pitch that, you know, where your email gets responded, you know, so let's talk about how you create a really good pitch.
There's three brand. I love it. There's three things for a brand pitch. And I kind of alluded to this when I gave you kind of the step one, two, three of building a brand. But ultimately, if we break down messaging in a brand based on buyer psychology, which I've spent like the last decade studying, and I've worked with almost 300 companies globally now, Sean, and helped them do this. The buyer psychology states that somebody needs to know three things in a particular order within about 15 to 20 seconds for them to want to convert or take the next step. And those three things are as follows. Number one, tell me what you do. In the world of brand and message, that shows up as a tagline. A great tagline answers the question, what do you do, in the room? The second thing that follows up to that is, after you give them your amazing provocative tagline that says what you do, that person goes, okay, tell me more. What do you mean by that? And you should be able to deliver a very provocative value proposition statement, which ultimately means you're giving them one or two sentences that says, here's your pain, and here's how I solve that very specific pain if you work with me. Value proposition. Actually, Sean, have you ever gone to somebody's website and you've read their brand, and in the first few sentences you go, oh my God, they just read my mail. Like, they get me.
Yeah. And I've done the opposite where I've read it and I'm like, I have no idea what they do.
You're right. So yeah, the ones where you
so
feel like
cute, it's so cute and social, so socially conscious that I'm like, you know, I by the way, what do you do? You got, you know.
Right. Get to the point. Tell me, right? Tell me. I only have 15 seconds. So number one, tell me what you do, tagline. Number two, tell me how you solve my very specific problem, value proposition statement. And then the third critical component are, tell me how you're different from the competition. Now, this shows up as the 1, 2, 3 big bullet points in your messaging. That's like, you know, 1, 2, 3, how you're different and better than the rest. Could be features and benefits, but at a high level, I want to know how you shore up to everybody else who's trying to tell me the exact same thing. So Sean, ultimately, those are the three messaging components for a brand that's going to actually win more work.
No, I love it. So tell us, what made you write the book?
Do you know, if you'd asked me a couple of years ago if I would have written a book, I'd have said that's the dumbest idea. No, nobody has time for that. You know, I'm a busy mom of four young kids, but the book really came on the hinges of me personally experiencing severe burnout as an entrepreneur after COVID and kind of going through that hustle culture and having to shift my own lifestyle, my own business alignment to really focus in on what mattered most to scale my company, scale my wealth and impact, and really do it in a way that didn't hurt me and my family. All of that being said, I hit a tipping point when I had reached about 250 clients where people kept asking me, what's the formula? What's the formula? And this book is a small and mighty 100 pages that actually breaks down the formula. This is very systematically going to walk you through step-by-step, how do you actually write a brand?
No, I love it. It's just so to the point, and that's why we have her on the podcast today. I have Kate DeLeo. Obviously, she owns Kate DeLeo Branding. So if you need help with some of the things that we're talking about, she's going to tell you how you can reach out to her. In her book that's coming out this month in July, I'm sure this podcast is going to air here very shortly because Vincent's listening to me. So please let that happen, Vincent. Okay. Okay. So it's called Muting the Megaphone. Listen, Kate, thank you so much for being on the podcast. How can my audience reach out to you?
Well, first off, if you're on LinkedIn and you're listening to this and you are a follower of Sean, please connect with me on LinkedIn. I love when people send me personal messages. If you've got a brand question, send it my way. I'm happy to respond directly, get on a conversation with you. But you can also check out my website. It's got information on the book that's coming out in July. We've got it, as well as information on where I'm speaking around the country this year and a lot more. And that is simply www.katedeleo.com.
All right, Vincent's amazing. He'll have all that in the show notes. Kate, again, I want to thank you so much for being on the podcast. Listen, you need more help. You need help with your sales. You need help attracting customers. You don't understand marketing. You know where I'm going with this. Reach out to getstartedmarketing.com. You need more leads. They're just fantastic at it, and they'll give you a free analysis. I encourage you to reach out and get one of those free analyses. We're going to have some great guests coming up here soon over the next month. I'm so excited about the podcast. I'm excited about the lessons that I share with you. This is the podcast that gives you more than any other podcast in the least amount of time possible. And I thank you so much for listening to it. Top 50 in over 50 countries. It was number 3 in Pakistan this morning. Every country, it shocks me. I'll pull it, like last week, it was in the top 5 in Costa Rica, and it'll work its way through. And sometimes it's a place in the world that I don't even know. I have to Google it, and it'll say like it's a place outside of this country. Like we were like number 1 in Macedonia at one time. I'm sorry, I thought that was a city in Greece, and I was incorrect. But again, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We will talk again soon.